Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, JP. How you doing?
Hello. How are you?
Doing very well.
I can tell. You're almost too excited for a Browns loss in a situation where the Browns could have had a game there. Almost a little too excited. People are wondering, do you care more about Shador's failures than you do a Browns win in that
many
department?
Many people are asking this.
I always think to myself when I come in here, I'm like, the easier Nick is in the pre-show meeting and the easier that he is in general is the more ramped up he's be to just absolutely try to bury me when the time comes. That's all that ever is with you.
There will be no burying today.
He played a half of football. Is that right?
I believe it was a half of football.
It was not great. By no stretch of the measure was it great. That was about as bad as it surprised me how bad that even was. But, like, I mean, come on. He played a half of a football.
But he was bad.
Yeah, he was bad. There's no other really way to look at it. He was bad.
I love that all day, every argument has to begin with, you know, I like Shador, or, yeah, I've been critical of Shador, but then everybody has to just be like, it's like the only way you can move forward with a conversation with anyone is if you start with, and Shador played bad.
Well, there's no hiding from that. There's no running from that. You have to start. I'm going to say Shador played bad maybe 75 times today, conversation. Maybe 125 times. I don't know.
You got to up those. Those are rookie
numbers you need from a guy like me in that. Yeah, it didn't look good.
You're an analytics guy. We got to get the numbers.
There was parts of my day in watching that where I legitimately had my hands over my eyes buried into my couch because I felt like he was disappointing me in such a big way where I was like, I'm telling my wife, I'm like, oh, you can't believe what an idiot this guy's making me look like right now. I'm telling, this is a shocking thing ever. I can't believe how bad he looks, even though, yes, he had no offensive line. He had, at the time, Judkins didn't do much in helping him out in the run game or anything like that. He's thrown to a bunch of receivers that he's never even thrown to. All these things aside, and all these reasons why I told you on Friday that if he got in, I wasn't going to be able to do anything with that type of game because the deck was stacked against him.
Unless he was good.
Well, that's part of what it was, because it was like, if he's good, well, amazing. Like, I listen to people all day long on the other side of this tell me that Justin Herbert basically gets a whole pass for what happens the whole entire Chargers season, and in particular yesterday's game, because Slater's out and Ald is out, and because two parts of their offensive line are backups, and that's enough of a reason. So, like, there is a lot to this conversation. There were some good in there. I think we can both agree on that. There's at least some excitement in there. But overall, it looked about, I don't know, 10 times worse than I thought it was going to look.
I just think the funniest thing about all this is everybody's saying the same thing. Shador didn't look good. He had no help and wasn't fully prepared.
Right.
And there was some good there. Everyone
really
agrees on
it.
Those three things.
That's
and
really
yet
about it.
It was Armageddon. It was crap rolling downhill to a bigger pile of crap. Listening to people go out of their way to find a way to disagree. Guys, no, I've not heard one person say he was good enough yesterday. I also have not heard one person think the Browns have put Shador in the best, most optimal position to succeed, a la what they did with Dylan Gabriel.
Yeah, in fact, it made me feel bad for Dylan Gabriel
yesterday.
And
I've not heard one person negate the Harold Fannin play, even the play where he rolled out.
How about the Lavinen throw that could have been a touchdown if Awuzie hadn't got his hand in there? Or really, if Lavinen wasn't Lavinen?
Honestly, even the damn Isaiah Bond play. Like, yeah, he missed the throw. That was a really good play in the face of bad pressure. I've not heard a person... I'm beginning to be convinced that the entire Shook conversation is just people, like a lot of things on the planet, just going out of their way to create narratives to then disagree, because you and I are going to agree on the three main things, the only three things that matter out of yesterday's game with Shador.
Yeah, probably. And the three you mentioned there, I don't know. I don't even know that we'll split hairs on the idea that I thought he looked maybe not better statistically than Dylan, but the idea that you had to push the ball down the field. The fact that when you go into that final drive, I actually wondered, are they going to be able to score on this drive? Where if it was Dylan, I wouldn't have been able to wonder that.
Yeah, I just...
Like that is a,
that's
that
another
is a
thing,
bonus.
By the way. Like, is there any Browns fan out there that didn't enjoy, on some level, watching a quarterback throw the ball down the field?
It was fun.
That's not... And by the way,
part was fun. The rest of it, maybe not as much fun.
That's not...
As I buried my head in my couch.
It does continue on this line of thinking, though. If Shador and Dylan combined and merged into one quarterback, one, you'd have a two-handed quarterback, because it'd be like ambidextrous.
That's kind of cool. Like, no, this plays for your right hand.
Yeah.
This plays for your left hand.
And also, you'd have a complete quarterback. If you can move like Dylan and process like Dylan, but throw like Shador and just, you know, exist like Shador, you'd be at least the eighth best quarterback in the NFL.
Oh, but even if you had this offensive line trying to protect him, I think you have a problem either way. And that's kind of the big deal. Like, you had 21 dropbacks, he had 12 pressures. That's 57%. League average is 38%. Like, they were getting to him at a rate that is unheard of in the NFL, in getting the pressure and the blitzes that they were trying to do and throwing the house in that direction and knowing that the Browns had no recourse in being able to try to stop it. That, the Fannin play, you want to know why that play worked? Actually had time to throw the ball.
Yeah, I would like to point out that for everyone who said he's a fifth-round quarterback, why are we talking about him so much? A lot of people overreacting to a fifth-round quarterback struggling yesterday.
That is a lot of people having conversations about this. A lot of people having conversations about it.
It's interesting they don't seem to have a problem having the conversation today.
I was really surprised at the amount of people that seem to understand what happened yesterday and are almost giving Shador the old Peterlin pass in many respects. I think I'm harder
on Peterlin pass.
Yeah, I think I might be harder on Shador than I think a lot of other people in this conversation, and that was a surprise to me. But I didn't know, though. I didn't know if I'm just playing in my Shador corners where everything seems a little bit rosier than maybe it always needs to be.
Have you just blocked half the internet?
No, I don't block people for a bad or a wrong Shador Sanders take.
Did you just not go on Twitter?
I thought I spent a lot of time on Twitter.
Okay, I just don't know, because it was a bloodbath. And honestly,
the kids stepped
out on the field, it was a bloodbath.
I think people were excited, though, and I think that's where what's winning out right now is the idea. I think that excitement existed within that game that didn't exist when Dylan's in there, and it was fun. And at 2-8, I feel like people are leaning towards the fun. Not that they're saying that Shador was any good, more the idea that at least you might have something moving forward that could be fun to watch.
I just think, in terms of the fury that's been displayed, right? I don't get it. I don't. Yes, it was a winnable game that you lost. There have been, I want to say, 6 of the 10 games that were winnable games that were lost this year, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like,
yeah,
you've had
of them.
Plenty of winnable games, and you haven't won them. There's one game where you've definitively won. And by the way, that win looks better every day, because Miami's winning left and right against teams that are your stature or better in the NFL.
They won 3 out of their last 4.
But, like, even the fury about, like, guys, like, saying Dylan played better than Shador yesterday, guys, what are we doing? I'm not going to get mad. Like, I get mad about Dylan because Dylan's been given every opportunity, and he's still way below par. Like, with Shador yesterday, the idea we should have any kind of expectation for him. Why? Because a bunch of people on social media like him, and because a bunch of people bought his jersey?
Well, what if you were to script up a game, Nick, where you'd basically stack the deck against the quarterback that is entering that, you would do it where the game plan is for Dylan Gabriel. You come into a game where the game plan is for Dylan Gabriel. You're throwing to receivers you've never thrown before to. You already have your starting left tackle that is out and removed from the game. Meanwhile, your starting right tackle is getting injured during the game and deciding to play through it all. Like, that would have been the recipe to have somebody fail. In many ways, that would have been it. That's not excusing what happened with Shador, but that is just pointing out that I don't know many people that would have had success there.
He's also a rookie. And the same thing with Dylan Gabriel. Like, the one fair defense of Dylan Gabriel this whole time, even though, watch him, he doesn't have the physical talent to do it. That was evident in 5 seconds watching Shador try to throw the ball down the field, even if it was to the other team. Like, the point is, they're both rookies. Like, the amount of people that got pissed about yesterday's game and got mad at Shador or got mad in the takes about Dylan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Gabriel, it's like, guys, they came in at 2-7. They were a 7.5 point dog.
Mm-hmm.
Like, just because they were in it at the end doesn't mean you have to melt down because the Browns lost to the Ravens. The universe is in the right order.
Right.
You lost a game you should have lost, no matter who is why you lost it. And by the way, it's not just Shador. It would be, oh gosh, who's the kid on defense that basically allowed Mark Andrews to waltz by him on the not tush push, tush push.
The not tush push, tush
like,
push.
I'll be honest with you. I don't understand the outrage today. A fifth rounder looked like a fifth rounder. A rookie looked like a rookie. And by the way, before that, another rookie quarterback looked like another rookie quarterback too.
Yeah, I don't necessarily see the outrage from like a win-loss perspective for the Browns in this game. I thought that would be more prevalent, but I don't really see that. It is really just around the quarterback and I think the handling of the quarterbacks in general. I think that's where a lot of people sit to be angry today. I'm not angry. I'm just more, I guess embarrassed might be the right word. But it feels a little unfair because in the sports world, as you know, I'm not going to sit here and say that Shador's career is done after a half of football or that somehow the people that think that they're all of a sudden proven right because Shador didn't look good in a half of a football game, they're all of a sudden they're proven right until the end of time. That would also be really silly of me as well. But it was not a good look by Shador. No way.
Yeah, like, again, all of the things that we've said here are true. Shador didn't look good. Shador showed a couple moments where you can kind of see why he could be an NFL quarterback in the future.
Yeah.
And didn't have a lot of support around him. And the Browns lost a game they should lose. And so the reality is, all the noise around this is created by the fans at this point. Team hadn't done it. The kid hasn't done it. If you listen to the kid after the game, like, he went out of his way to be
straight
like...
Straight up says it wasn't good.
Well, and also, he went out of his way to be like, hey, can we like not boo Dylan Gabriel? Because that's not helping the team.
Well, this is one of the first times he's actually talked in front of the media in like that type of setting since the pantomime incident.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not like people had been giving him a lot of open space to have these weekly interviews and discuss everything under the sun. So in that moment, to even have the awareness to defend Dylan, I thought was a nice gesture by Shador. But he was like, any Shador fans are like, wow, Jonathan, you're going to be hard on him today. It's like he was just as hard on himself as anybody yesterday in that post game.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.